And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Friday morning on 98.9 WXCO, online at BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Currently overcast skies in downtown Wausau at our WXCO studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Temperature stands at 58 degrees. Coming up in just a little bit at about 9:20, we'll be talking Wisconsin sports with Paul Miklik. Talk about a terrific week so far for the Milwaukee Brewers. Also talk about the Packers and their opener. And also a Wisconsin athlete, big time silver medalist at the Olympic Games from Rice Lake, former Wisconsin high school track and field athlete. And Paul Miklik also coaches track and field over at Newman Catholic. So we'll touch on that as well coming up. Again, that's at 9:20 here on both on 98.9 WXCO. Again, heading towards the weekend. Should be a beautiful weekend weather-wise. We'll talk a little bit more about that as well. Plus, we'll have our daily history lesson in our final segment. Talk about additional famous events that occurred on August the 9th in this day in history. We already talked significantly about, I think, the most significant event that occurred on this date in history, which was 50 years ago, the resignation of Richard Nixon, the inauguration of Gerald Ford as President of the United States in the aftermath of Watergate. So we'll have that. We'll have the celebrity birthdays, and we'll have Ian with his number for the day quiz as well coming up in the final segment of the show. Before we go any further, I see there was a change that it's the it's sort of like a relay at the Olympics where the baton is handed off. And Ian Welsh handed off the baton to Aiden Bennett, who's been joining us as an intern here for the latter part of July, now into August. And Aiden, who is an incoming senior at Marathon, is that correct?
Yes, that is.
Okay, so Aiden coming from Marathon, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Well, you were telling me that the cold weather or the cooler weather came as a surprise to you.
Yes, it did.
You had your fan on last night. What do you have your fan on when it gets that cold?
I didn't realize it could be this cold, so I turned my fan on to 3.
Well, you need to listen to Brittany Merlot on our program every morning so you're aware when it's going to get cold overnight, where you don't have to worry about having your fan on, because, you know, if you add a little bit of cooler weather and then add the fan, that's the way to get sick, and you don't want to get sick right now.
Yeah.
So a lesson learned, right?
I don't learn my lesson well, that
you,
easy.
Oh, man. One of the first things you need to know as an intern is you got to learn lessons. That's why you're here, to learn how it works. You got the veteran sitting next to you there, so you got to learn how things do work. So, no, you got to make sure you learn. No,
I will.
There you
the
go.
The fan is pretty nice in the hot day.
It is. And it's
going
to
forget.
Yep, it'll warm up again pretty soon. So, yep, absolutely. Hey, coming up early next week, and, of course, we've been talking to Ian about his role in Taming of the Shrew with the River and Woods Theater Company. Coming up on Monday and Tuesday of next week, as it is Shakespeare in the Park next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And why don't you come on in here, Ian? I think we're going pretty smoothly now. We keep Ian in there to make sure everything's going smoothly, and I think we're doing okay there. So make sure that everything stays on the air as we, again, we want to. It was great that Aiden came by for a little bit of a peek at what we do, and then said, well, we'd like to come by and be an intern and learn a little bit here this summer. It gives us an opportunity to get Ian here in the studio. But you do have Shakespeare in the Park coming up, A Midsummer Night's Dream and Taming of the Shrew, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of next week. So final preparations are occurring. I have to admit, though, mm-hmm. I'm a little surprised to hear you're heading off to Madison this weekend. Is everything going so smoothly that they don't have to rehearse or anything for a number of days?
Well, this family vacation was on my original conflicts when I auditioned for the show.
Oh, so they're still going to audition. I mean, they're still going to rehearse. And
they're going to have the rehearsal. It's just
without you.
Just for tonight and Saturday. I'm on Monday. I'll be back for Monday's rehearsal. Okay. Absolutely. I have to be back for Tech Week. I cannot miss Tech Week at all, because Tech Week is the one week where there's not going to be any conflicts. You have to be there. You have to have your full attention. But yes, we're very excited about getting ready to go out to the park and get those and get our costumes on and actually feel the ambiance of Shakespeare in the Park. And I really hope the weather stays nice.
As I said as well, we will have special guests coming in Monday and Tuesday on both days at 9:34.
We'll have to have both the shows on here.
We're going to focus on the Midsummer Night's Dream coming up on Monday morning. We'll have the director of that show plus a couple of cast members to talk about the whole process. Looking forward to that. And then on Tuesday, your show, you'll have Cindy Strobel, who is the director, right? She's the director, correct?
Yes, she is.
And she says she's going to bring a couple of other cast members in as well. So we'll look forward to that. And you'll be back Tuesday, so you'll be able to add your perspective as well. But again, just for folks who are, again, may not have tuned in and heard us talking about it, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, each of the days, Midsummer Night's Dream will be in the afternoon.
At 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
And then Taming of the Shrew will be performed in the evening.
And that'll be at 6 o'clock.
Oh, so late afternoon, early evening. So do you have to buy tickets separately for each show? Or do you get...
I believe that you do have to get them separately, but the tickets are actually a pretty reasonably priced, actually. For both shows, I believe, it's $15 for adults and $10 for kids and seniors. But no, I don't believe that they get tickets for both shows together. You do have to buy them separately.
I'm trying to save some people some money, but no, I understand
completely.
It'd be
nice if we could do that.
No, I understand as well. I mean, it's as we've talked about previously, these productions are so very important in terms of bringing in the revenue to continue the organizations, to be able to continue to bring such great shows and great entertainment to us here in Central Wisconsin. But again, it's special because it is outdoors, and I was looking ahead. Thursday, as far as my National Weather Service forecast goes, so opening night, partly sunny and 78. If it stays that way, that would be perfect, right?
I really hope it stays like that.
And the thing about it is,
it's not often you get to do a theater outside.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday on the forecast, all sunny. It makes me think going to be due for some rain by the time we get to the end of next week and then into the weekend. Hopefully not. Hopefully it's just gonna
hold off until after Taming of the Shrew is over.
But the nice thing about it is during the course of your Tech rehearsals, there should be no issues weather-wise. You'll be able to have complete rehearsals to be as ready as possible for Thursday. And again, where outdoors is it going to be held?
This will take place at Stewart Park in Wausau. It's close by the Leahkee Woodson Art Museum. It's on a little bit of a hill, but the seating area itself around the stage is actually pretty level. It's actually not a bad seating the house. It's like anywhere you sit, it's actually got a pretty good viewing point.
And for folks, is it a case you can buy tickets in advance, or do you have to get them at the door?
I believe the best way to get your tickets is to buy them in advance. You can get them on the River and Woods Facebook page. We do have a link where you can buy the tickets, and there's a link for both the shows. I don't believe it's like assigned a seating. I think it's just you buy a ticket and you can sit wherever you want.
Well, we'll find out more information exactly on that, and also on
better information will be next week.
Talk to the folks involved in the show both Monday and Tuesday. So we'll look forward to that. Of course, again, take advantage. Really, it should be a lot of fun, and we'll continue talking to Ian about that as we get closer and closer. Again, it's
and Shakespeare shows are always entertaining.
Yes. There's a reason they keep doing them, right?
Exactly.
I mean, it's been doing them for many, many centuries. So obviously,
one of River and Woods' like annual theater traditions is to do a Shakespeare every year. I know they've done a Midsummer Night's Dream annually for the last few years, and it's a very popular show.
Fantastic. So again, that's one of the big aspects of next week. Also next week, I want to remind you that the primary election is coming. The fall primary is on Tuesday, and make sure you plan to get out there and vote. I know a lot of folks have been voting early, but I'm a traditionalist. I'm always one that goes on election day. I've never voted early unless I have to.
Yeah, I do the same thing too.
Where I was out of town, but so basically, the fall primary is on Tuesday. The polls are open until 8 p.m. on Tuesday. And as soon as they close, make sure you tune in right here on Bow Falls Radio. Terry Bell will lead the primary coverage. We will have results, and especially get those results from the state constitutional questions. There are a pair of questions about the state constitution. We will get complete reporting on that as the votes come in. Plus, we have a couple of primary elections that we will be watching here in central Wisconsin. We have the 7th Congressional District, a Democratic primary, and also we have a state assembly. On the Republican side as well. So primary there. So there's plenty of things to keep an eye on Tuesday. And, of course, we will continue to cover election 2024 as we continue right through into the fall campaign. And it's going to turn very quickly to the fall campaign. We got the Democratic National Convention coming up, not next week, but the following week. And Civic Media will have a full crew on hand there as well. So
be here before we know it.
Yeah, I mean, a lot going on. There's really not a lot of time to take any deep breaths at this point, but
summer's pretty busy.
It certainly is. So again, we'll talk more about the plays next week. We'll talk more about elections, but coming up, we're going to talk about sports, as we'll be joined by Paul Micklick coming up next. We're going to talk Wisconsin sports, and then have more as we continue on this Friday. Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO. Well, I have seen you stung by poisonous flies.
It was late last night. I was feeling something wasn't right. There was not another soul in sight. Only
and welcome back. Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Friday morning, heading towards the weekend, and now things are really starting to juice up as we can add a little football in there as well. We'll talk a little football later on, but joined by Paul Micklick. And first thing, though, you are a track and field coach at Newman Catholic. And, you know, at the Olympics, we saw a nice job by Kenny Bednarik from Rice Lake. Got the silver medal in the 200 meters for the second Olympics in a row. Did you see him at any events like at the state?
At the state, yeah.
How long ago was that? I mean, when was he at Rice Lake? It must be like a decade ago, somewhere in that general area.
I want to say it was
not that far. Actually, probably not.
You get long in the tooth.
The later teens.
It was.
So it's not been not that long, huh?
Yeah. I mean, he definitely. I remember specifically watching, because Division II and III are together, and then one's by themselves on Friday.
Right.
But I remember that was you wanted to go see him run. You know,
you
what
knew
I mean?
He was special.
You
right?
knew he was special. You know, I mean. He was at a different level, and it kind of was like the running back that ended up being going to Wisconsin, then going to the Vikings and all those teams.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You know, when he ran, he had the state record and two in the 100, and you wanted to make sure that you watch certain people and right. like because you know that it's going to be. And he was one of them, but it was a great race. It was a great race. It's been some awesome races in the Olympics.
Let me ask you though, when you see him in person, because I think in many sports, when you watch the best, on television, I don't think you ever get the real sense of how good they are. I think, like, I remember, like, when I was young, one of the first times I went to a Packer game, I stood by they were playing Detroit, and I just stood by where they were coming out of their locker room. And the first thing that jumps out is, you don't realize just how big and strong these guys are. I mean, unless you see them in person, because they all on TV, they all look kind of the same because they're all big and strong.
Yeah.
But when you stand there compared to other people standing there, and you see the defensive backs who are some of the smallest guys who are just built like you know, hard muscled everybody out there. When you saw Kenny Bednarik in person, how different is it from most of the state qualifiers in the sprints?
Yeah,
could you tell that the difference between Olympic level and even the state championship level in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I mean he stood out, and you can tell those kind of guys. It was kind of like the thrower this year that's going to Stanford, you look at him. And you can just see by their body type and how advanced they are of what kind of talent they're going to do for the rest of their life. It's kind of amazing. He was a heck of a football player, too.
Yes, he was.
I understand why. I bet you he probably could go play somewhere. I mean, who wouldn't want that speed and that built? I mean,
and a sprinter needs to react as well. I mean,
yes,
to get off to a good start and everything else. And it's very impressive, and it's very cool to see. And he's been, and I've heard some discussions with him, and he wanted to make Rice Lake proud and to make Wisconsin proud. And he's still a guy that has his roots still in Western Wisconsin. So it was very, very cool to see.
And I remember being at a 7-on-7 tournament over at East at the time, and they were saying what kind of person, like he's a genuine a good guy, and that's kind of how you get it from his interviews and things like that. Yeah. And that's what he is what I gather.
And frankly, again, to be at that level, I remember when he was in the 100 as well. And it was the first time that every runner in the 100 was under 10 seconds. And he finished seventh, but he had a great run. But they were just so tight. It was amazing. And how good these guys are. And sometimes I think about how they keep trying to lower the world record. I'm thinking, at what point do we get to the point where you'd simply, human beings can't do it anymore, but human beings keep doing it? And obviously you as a coach trying to work your kids to always get better and better and better. But it truly is amazing that we are still going down and down with these times and the field events going further and further and further. It really is amazing what these guys are able to do. And again, that 100 was incredible. And then to come back and get the silver in the 200, one of the best races, I think, was the 1500.
Yep.
As well. I mean, you're right. I mean, it's been fantastic. And it's,
last night,
wonderful.
The hurdles, or yesterday afternoon, the 400-meter hurdles. Now her name's coming, slipping in my head here.
Oh, was it?
She set the world record.
Yeah,
just a good person. I don't know why. She's really good. I don't know why it blinked here.
Was it Sydney McLaughlin?
Yes, thank you. And she smashed the record.
It's amazing to watch. I mean, because when she first burst onto the scene, I don't know, what was she, 16, 17?
Yep.
And now she's married, and it's like that's the thing about Olympics. I mean, they kind of go away for 4 years because we don't focus on it quite as much. But no, it's been fantastic. And one other thing about the Olympics that I've noticed, and again, I've been in and out, obviously, with it. I spent too much time at the fair last week, missed too much. But one thing that's come across is around the world, it feels like there's a lot of more competitiveness where it's not where it's just either the United States and a couple of other countries that win it all. Boy, there's been a lot of countries that have really been able to get gold medals and be get medals at a higher level. Part of it is you hear the stories during the broadcast, a lot of these people from around the world come to the United States now to train. I mean, basically, in the past, I think we didn't see as much of that. Now everybody seems to have the same advantages when it comes to training because of what's done here in the States.
Correct, especially in track and field. Yeah. I mean, if you
but also in swimming, I was
swimming was
well.
Another one that they come down there and they go to down south. They go to they go college. A lot of it's down south.
Yeah, Florida,
Florida,
Texas,
and they get that in. So they are. I mean, and you know, some of them. They do live here. I mean, but you can say that for basketball.
Oh, absolutely.
You, you can say it for all
absolutely.
Of it.
Absolutely.
Giannis, I mean, all these guys that are playing for other teams.
They all.
And what about that game yesterday?
Oh, can you believe that? I mean, again, Curry is something. I mean, that guy, he's 36 years old, and he's still able to take the best team. I mean, we see that with the Warriors, but amazing. They were dead.
I thought it was over.
I bet you said over. I'm sure you said over. But yeah, I mean, for them to be double digits down and be down basically the whole game, I mean, it was like they were. And then again, you've seen the athletes. There are some that just have that. There are some that are great, but there are others that transcend it. And yep. I think Steph Curry is one of those.
Yes, he is.
Hey, we're gonna come back. We're gonna update our pizza bet with the Milwaukee Brewers. But he's come loaded for bears. So
yes,
gonna,
I am.
So it's going to be interesting. He's going to push back a little bit. So we'll find that out coming up. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 WXCO. We're changing a little few things around here, so please bear with me. I'm a creature of habit, and with Paul McLeig as our habit on Friday mornings, joining us to talk Wisconsin sports. All right, last week, Paul McLeig said the Brewers will have either St. Louis or Pittsburgh come back and beat them when all is said and done in the National League Central Division. And I said, no. I said, even if the Brewers are mediocre the rest of the way, these teams are mediocre. And they already had at that time, I think, about a 5.5 game or 6 game edge over St. Louis and Pittsburgh. Now, as we look, Pittsburgh has lost 4 games in a row. So they're back under 500. They're 56-58. They're 9 games back. So the Cardinals are 5-5 in their last 10. They are now 7 games back, and the Brewers went into Georgia and inflicted more damage since, I don't think they've had as much damage since William Tecumseh Sherman went through the South in the Civil War. And they went in there and they scored 10 runs, 10-0 in the first game, rolled in the second game, put up 16 runs yesterday. I mean, 7 games up. I think you should have just brought the pizza in this morning.
You know, some people have said that people have agreed with you, saying that you.
I always say our listeners are very intelligent.
Yes, yes, they are, and I'm going to say that as much as you're excited about that sweep of Atlanta, they're 7-13 since the All-Star break. They had a 20, or I think going into it, they didn't score for like 16 straight innings going into the Monday night or the Tuesday game. All right. So I think they went 24 innings then before they scored again. Mm-hmm. They set a franchise record on that. So to say they're scuffling would be an understatement.
All right. And yes, the Brewers, I think, had lost, was it 3 or 4 series in a row before this one? Yeah. So,
yes.
I mean, the Brewers were, but again, the point I made last week is these teams behind them are not catching them.
No. But do you feel confident with that pitching?
No, but I feel confident because they have a 7-game cushion against teams that have not shown the ability to play 700 baseball for a month. So again, it's like, I'm not saying this is a team that's built to go deep in the playoffs, but what I am saying is you came here last week and said St. Louis or Pittsburgh's going to beat the Brewers, and I feel pretty darn good that ain't going to happen.
Well, if I were you, I'd feel a lot better today than I did last Friday, yeah, because I think it was only five last week.
I feel
and now it's seven.
Yeah, so by next week, maybe it'll be double digits, and you can bring it in. Be too early, but to still bring it
yeah,
in.
Yeah, it's not. That's they could easily lose, get swept this weekend, and Cincinnati will be in it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
That's realistic, it's though.
Realistic, but I mean, come on.
Who do they got pitching tonight?
The Brewers.
Chave? What's his name? Aaron. How do you say pronounce his last name? I know he's pitching tonight.
Let's see here. I don't know.
And then they got Tobias tomorrow, all right, which has probably been, besides Ray, been the most consistent guy. And then they did, as of yesterday, they had TBA for Sunday. So does that mean DL's back on because he's lined up to start on Sunday?
Every team in Major League Baseball, if you look three or four games out, have TBAs these days because it could be a bullpen game or whatever. So I'm not going to get overly concerned that they have a TBA coming up.
No, I'm not concerned by it. I'm just saying who's pitching it, though. Is DL coming back? Which is he going in the starting rotation? Then who's coming out?
Hall is scheduled for Sunday. So you're right on it.
So, who's getting bumped out? Are they going to go six-man rotation for a while?
Look at this, though. You got, so Savale or however you say it, coming up tonight.
Yes.
All right.
He's pitched really good.
Yeah, but his numbers are not great. But then you have Myers, who has a 3.02 ERA coming up tomorrow. Then on, we have Hall on, we'll see you on Sunday. Then they have the Dodgers coming up starting Monday. You have Ray, who's 10-3, 3.38.
And they're 14-5 at his starts.
Then you have Freddie coming up, and Freddie, 3.89. I mean, again, his numbers never seem to be as good as they kind of should be. But I mean, they're still pretty decent. I mean, that's why.
Is that what he is, though? I don't think
he's pretty good.
You do?
I do think he is.
Wow, your level of pretty good is dropped down.
Yes, he's good. I think he's good. I think Freddie.
What's his record?
It's 6-6 with 3.89 ERA.
That's good nowadays, huh?
Yeah, it's good.
Interesting.
And then you have Montas after who couldn't.
Montas?
He couldn't get a win when they gave him all those runs yesterday.
Because he couldn't go five innings.
I know. And I heard Murphy talking. Oh, he was real mad about it. Well, if you can't get five innings, too bad. I mean, he was mad he got lifted. Well, that's not Murphy's fault. That's your fault.
Well, and to boot, he in the third inning, I think he walked. It was the third inning or the fourth. He walked the first two guys.
All right, let's get to the brass tacks though. Here, the point is, you still have St. Louis, and you have
Pittsburgh,
everybody. And you have Chicago, and you have Cincinnati. You were so confident last week, you were willing to bet a pizza that one of those teams is going to be.
Well, part of it is because I want to see you win a bet once in a while.
But now, if we were to do it today.
I still would take it.
You would take it.
Yeah,
you
I still would do it. Yes, I would.
You're just playing a game here. And I said this to you last week, you feel pretty good about this because if the Brewers win, then you're still happy.
I still win, yep.
But you, I think, would be so happy to win this bet to make me look like an idiot again.
No. The thing is, do they have any pitching?
They have some pitching. They have some pitching. Yes, they do. They have some pitching.
They do a great job of putting it together. I think they got a great staff.
What's it going to take
pitching
for
staff? I mean, pitching coaching staff, I should say.
Do you think Colin Ray is not a good pitcher? Or is it smoke and mirrors?
Smoke and mirrors.
Okay.
Tobias Meyer, I mean, he was just 2 years ago, he was 1-16. He was in an independent ball. And he's our second best pitcher. I mean, Chad, you kind of are what you are?
But you've been saying this since April.
I know.
You've been waiting for the wheels to come off since April, and the wheels are still very securely on.
And that's why Murphy, if he is not coach of the year, there is something wrong. No, there is absolutely something wrong.
Right. Exactly.
If they do it, because though they're doing it with Gaster gets hurt. I mean, he probably would have been one of our better ones. Wade Miley, I would have said he would have been. Yeah. I mean, And that's not counting the training. For most of the year. And the injuries that are coming, that are still coming.
Have your best batter out?
Best batter out for going to be over, you know, probably close to half of the year, you know, because he missed 20 games early on. I mean, to think about it is crazy to think that they're still in this.
Not only in this, they're what, 16 games over 500. I mean, it's pretty amazing. It is. It's amazing. It's been an amazing season right now.
And I just don't know. Sooner or later, it's gonna get to midnight, right?
Well,
that's my thought process.
No, I've agreed with you all year that at some point it would hit midnight and you know Cinderella would go back into the rags, but. Who knows at this point?
If they can win 2 out of 3 against Cincy
and then
do that against LA.
And also, again, part of the thing that, as much as I have been impressed with the Brewers, the reason I make the bet is because of the team chasing them.
Yep.
I mean, I think that's more important to me in my position than maybe what the Brewers are doing because none of these teams have shown the ability to be consistent. And is it De La Cruz with the Reds? Right?
Yep.
I saw an article with him earlier in the week, and the writer asked, well, who's the most exciting player in baseball? And he said, well, you're sitting right next to him. And he was right, actually. I mean, he had another game where he had.
Yep.
And the thing about it is the Cincinnati Reds have arguably the most exciting player, one of the great young players in Major League Baseball, and yet they never take advantage of it. That's what happens with them, with Pittsburgh. I mean, these teams, they get these pretty good players coming through. They never know how to use them. I mean, to put together a team. So it's like just as importantly as who you are, who are your enemies?
Really, yes. In this situation, I would agree.
I mean, it's like I would just be pulling my hair out if I was a – because you know he's going to be on the trading block within a year or two because he'll be coming up on the end of his rookie contract and then he'll be eligible for arbitration and then free agency. Well, they're going to have to trade him. And the same thing with Pittsburgh and their new pitcher. I mean,
and let's see what they do, those two teams. I mean, Cincinnati in the last couple of years has tried. And you know what I'm saying?
And they got a manager they will not fire because he's nepotism hire, you know.
That's why you made that bet on there. You probably didn't like Murphy.
No.
Getting hired.
He wasn't a nepotism hire.
Well, you don't like it because you didn't like when Bo Ryan did the...
Ryan was a completely different situation. He intentionally quit early in the season in order to make sure that Wisconsin had no other choice but to move guard in, at least on a temporary basis. And it took a really... And you have to say, guard took advantage of it because if it would have been... Because the one year where Dick Bennett quit, he kind of did the same thing.
But he didn't take advantage of it, Soderberg.
And Soderberg did not, so he was replaced by Bo Ryan. But again, I'm not going to go back.
Saying Murphy, because Murphy was, at that situation, I think they had to stay in-house.
That's why I know. There were other reasons. It wasn't because he was buddies with Craig Counsel. I don't know if that...
No.
But he wasn't...
I know, I'm just like... It wasn't nepotism. I like getting you going.
Like twisting the...
But Murphy, I mean, the second that I heard him talk,
you could tell
that he was a likable guy and that he was going to get everything out of that team that he possibly can because his mindset was he was going to enjoy it because this is probably going to be his only major league experience.
And I think, again, we're talking about, you know, a coach coming in after a good year. I think where the expectations are pretty good as compared to a coach like Murphy who came in, a manager in his case, where the expectations were not high. I mean, nobody thought the Brewers were going to be a 500 team, including you!
including me. We're not there yet, though. I mean, so we got a lot.
If they finish under 500, take away that Manager of the Year award.
Well, I just feel like it could happen that quickly. It could happen that quickly. I don't see them putting together, which they haven't all year. They're not going to get that 10 game winning streak. Because they're not built that way,
right.
But I think they are. On the flip side, they have not had a losing streak like 3 games.
No,
you know what I mean? Like they've never let it explode.
No, they haven't.
Which is kind of amazing because with that pitching staff, you would think that you could get easily. I'm not saying that they're bad pitchers. I'm just saying, like you don't have a stopper.
No.
That's going to say okay. Here we lost 2 or 3 in a row. But the thing is, they haven't done it though.
Right. They've had guys that have actually turned into sort of stoppers. like Ray. I mean,
but Colin Ray.
No, even, but I'm not saying he is a stopper, but he's doing it.
Right, though.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, because honestly, I was listening to the Braves broadcast on the way home here on Tuesday. We listened to the game, and the guy that they had in, he gave up like 8 runs or whatever it was, and he had 11 swings and misses. Colin Ray had 3.
Yeah, I know.
Did you know what I'm getting at?
You're like, talking about the percentages.
The percentages.
Right, that when the ball's in play, there's a certain... Sometimes you pitch ahead of the numbers. Sometimes you pitch behind the numbers just based on luck.
Yes.
And so far, he's been lucky. And I don't say that in a disparaging way, but sometimes they hit him at him. You know, that's the way. And sometimes, again, with baseball, a line drive single and a bloop single look the same.
Correct. They do.
And that's bad luck. You know, sometimes bad luck hitting, sometimes bad luck pitching.
Well, he had 2 double plays in the, I think it was the first and fourth. So he's putting the ball in a position where they're not getting good hits.
And we talked as well, next year they could be losing a lot of the similar games. I mean, correct. We don't know. Baseball, but right now they just are finding ways to stay ahead.
And it's fun. And we got to enjoy it.
Yeah, especially, I mean, yeah. When you have games that mean something in August and September, then into October, that's, you can't assume it.
No.
Holy cow, we didn't even talk about the Packers, so I guess we'll have
to wait. And you said that Love won't be playing in the preseason.
Did I say that?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Let's go back to the tape from last year. He's playing tomorrow. I wanted to make sure I threw that in there, too.
We'll make sure to talk about that next week. Well, enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the Pack tomorrow. Enjoy the Brewers, and we'll talk to you next week.
You have a great weekend, Chad.
Coming back with our daily history lesson, wrap things up for this Friday. 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, if you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, what are you waiting for? Because we are getting close to the start of a new football season coming up 2 weeks from tonight. You're going to make sure you have to have that app, because we have a doubleheader on Friday night, the 23rd of August, Wausau West at Superior, live here on 98.9 WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Also, Marathon will take on Pittsville. That game will be live on the Sports 2 stream, which you can get either at BullFallsRadio.com or on the Civic Media app. And if you have that app, you can go back and forth very easily between both games live. Again, so get that app. Do it today. Do it before the weekend. Do it. Today is August the 9th of 2024. It is day number, do you know? Are you paying attention to what I say every day?
Was it 217?
It is day number 222.
Oh, I was close.
You're close enough. Kind of close. But 144 days remaining in this year. And again, some famous events have occurred on this date in history. Great day in history. 1936, at the Summer Olympics in Berlin, Germany, Jesse Owens won his 4th gold medal right in the face of Adolf Hitler. He said, "Take that, Adolf." Jesse Owens winning his 4th gold medal, becoming the first American to win 4 medals in 1 Olympic Games. So much for Aryan supremacy, huh, Adolf?
Is that what he said?
No, he didn't say that. On this date in 1944, the United States Forest Service and the Wartime Advertising Council released posters featuring Smokey Bear for the first time. As I said earlier, 1974, as a direct result of the Watergate scandal, Richard Nixon became the first president of the United States to resign from office. His vice president, Gerald Ford, became president. On this date, in 1995, while undergoing drug rehab, Grateful Dead leader Jerry Garcia died of a heart attack at age 53. On this date in 2012, Usain Bolt became the first person to win the 100-meter and 200-meter sprint in back-to-back Olympics. On this date in 2017, this one brings a chuckle, a giant inflatable chicken resembling Donald Trump was placed outside the White House as a political protest. And on this date in 2023, guitarist, songwriter, singer Robbie Robertson, who led the rock group The Band, died. He was 80 years old. Some famous people celebrating their birthdays today. Comedian David Steinberg is 82 years old today. Sam Elliott turning 80. Melanie Griffith is 67. Actor Amanda Bierce from Married with Children fame is 66. Former NFL star and current University of Colorado football coach Deion Sanders is 57. Gillian Anderson, Agent Scully on The X-Files, 56 years old today. Eric Bana from Star Trek and the Hulk is 56. Chris Cuomo, 54. Anna Kendrick of Pitch Perfect and Twilight is 39 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to all of you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Book Lovers Day. It is Co-Working Day. Mm-hmm. It is Hand-Holding Day. I will not hold your hand today. It is Polka Day. Wisconsinites love their polkas.
Oh, yes.
And it is Rice Pudding Day.
Mm.
All right.
It's time.
It is time. The number for the day quiz. What are you this week?
I am a 2 out of 4.
2 out of 4. So that
so
means
Marty over the margin.
Yeah, you're what is this? Like 4 or 5 weeks in a row you've had a winning week?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, you are on quite a roll here. But
last week was only 2 out of 5. This week I'm home for 3
well,
out of 5.
Well, we are looking, it's sort of like the pole vault at the Olympics.
Yeah.
We are raising the bar for you. We're gonna raise it up a little bit. We need you to have more correct answers than wrong answers.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's the goal today. You're 2 and 2. Get it right, a true winning week, above 500 week.
Yes.
You don't get it right, then you're below 500, and then got some work to do. We want you to head off to Madison with a W.
Yes, with a win.
All right. The number for the day, the length in miles of the world's largest cave. The Son Dung Cave is located in Vietnam and is the largest natural cave in the world by volume. It was discovered in 1990. So the length in miles of the world's largest cave.
Largest cave.
Is the correct answer. 1.6 miles. 3.6 miles. Or 5.6 miles.
Largest
cave. 1.6 miles, 3.6 miles, or 5.6 miles. The world's largest cave, length in miles. Son Dung Cave in Vietnam.
Okay. I'm going on my instincts on this one. I'm going to say, world's largest cave. I'm going to say 5.6 miles. I'm going with C as my final answer.
All right, the length in miles for the world's longest cave, the Son Dung Cave, located in Vietnam, is 5.6 miles.
Yes!
3 out of 5 this week. Not too bad. Well, you enjoy, and that means next, I hope that Aiden can come in Monday. We're not sure yet, because if he does, he will get the number for the day quiz. Because
mm-hmm.
you're only getting 4 chances next week. That means you're going to have to get 2 out of 4.
It's not the first time I've had to do that.
I know, but that's I'll not be ready. Easy. Enjoy your weekend and trip.
Thank you, Chad. You have a good weekend, too. A TGIF for everybody. Have a good weekend.
We'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, but keep it right here for the rest of your Friday. Coming up next, Matt and Air on Air. Again, we'll be back Monday morning, 8 o'clock sharp. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.